Gracious Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. It was early on the first day of the week. It was the early morning. And it's very clear that while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb to see and to tend to the body of Jesus. Why are you here? Why are you here while the windows are still covered, while the cross is still covered and unlit, while the sanctuary is still essentially bare with the exception of a couple of reminders that it's Easter morning? Why are you here? Well, my friends, my sisters and brothers, I submit to you that, like me, part of the reason why you are here is because we're going to have breakfast in a few minutes. Indeed, I can smell it all the way in here. Yes, indeed, that's one reason. But there's a more important reason than food. There's a more important reason than food for us to be here. And it's the proclamation of the gospel. And then it's the proclamation that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is risen. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now, I want us to cast our minds back to Thursday. On Thursday, on the night in which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took bread and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And on the night in which he took the cup after supper and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." On that night in which Jesus knelt at his disciples' feet and washed them and cleansed off the dirt, my friends, on that Thursday evening, on that first night of preparation for what would happen the next day, my friends, we experienced what it means to be fed by the presence of Jesus. And we experienced what it means to have the grace of God coming from the loving hands of our fellow servants to wash off the dirt of this life in the foot washing. And then last night, that's what it sometimes feels like. Then Friday night, we gathered here. And there was a cross laying here on the stairs, a big one, about 3/4 size. And each person here took a slip of paper and wrote onto the slip a sin and received a nail in their palm and took a hammer in their hand and began to hammer that sin onto the cross. And I must admit to you, as I stood there and as each one came forward and took a nail and took the hammer and nailed it onto the hardwood of the cross, I could hear the little tapping and the little striking of each one of those nails. Bang! 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 And in even the striking of each of those nails, I was reminded that our Lord and Savior died for each one of those sins symbolized by each strike and by so many more. Our Savior died to pay the price for each one of those sins. Now, following that part of the service, we took the cross outside into the courtyard. We took the sins off that cross, and we burned them in a fire that raged pretty large, didn't it, Tim? It was an amazing sight to watch as the fire consumed those sins. And the smoke and the breeze blew them to eternity. Then yesterday, he lay symbolically in the tomb. And we, some of us here and a whole bunch at the Waterford, gathered together for a service, of anticipation and celebration for the resurrection of our Savior. And what I said to them then is true this morning especially. But the crucifixion is not the end of the story. The resurrection is indeed the beginning. Now, my friends, my sisters and brothers, we are here not for breakfast, although don't get in my way when that line starts. We're here to celebrate that our Lord and Savior is risen. We're here to celebrate that He who broke the bread and blessed the wine and washed the disciples' feet, and He that hung on the cross bearing our sins, which we nailed there just as surely as the Roman soldiers nailed Him there, is the one who was raised. We celebrate that today, and we give thanks and praise to God the Father this morning for the privilege of being here, for celebrating, for lifting our voices in song and in praise, and being part of the body of Christ. May the Lord bless us this day. May the Lord bless our wonderful feast. May the Lord bless our morning Sunday school class and our morning worship service today. And may all that we do truly be focused in on celebrating and praising Jesus Christ our Lord in His resurrection. For He is risen. He's not in an empty tomb, a cold, dark tomb. He is risen, and He is present here today. Can I get an amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And let God's people say, amen.